Hello team, welcome back to The Mosaic. Today we are talking about something that impacts really every single area of our lives, and that is our thoughts. I mean, the way you think about yourself, the way you think about your business, your health, and your success really determines what you do and how far you go. And underneath it all, it's really the thought process that goes into it. Now, last year, I listened to an audiobook called Soundtracks by John Acuff. It is an amazing book. I highly recommend it. And I recommend it in the audiobook format. And I'll put the link in the show notes. Now, in this book, he talks about the soundtracks that are playing in our minds. And these soundtracks are automatic thoughts that we repeat on and on and on. And sometimes we repeat it without even realizing that we do it. And he outlines an amazing process to put your thoughts to test. And I try to follow that process, and I do want to share that with you. Now, because the problem is, some of our thoughts or soundtracks are broken. They are negative, they are outdated. It's not even true, and just plain false. So today, really, I want to give you the simple but yet very powerful way to test your thoughts before you really let them shape your reality, because our thoughts become our things. It becomes our reality. So let me just really talk about the process, okay? Because in every decision we make starts with a thought. And then the thought, the things that we think, right? The thoughts that we think about make them feel a certain way. And then that feeling causes our actions, and then actions really becomes our reality. So, you know, if we keep, you know, telling ourselves, you know, like we'll never be successful, and guess what? We really won't take the actions needed to be successful. So we really need to keep ourselves, you know, if we keep saying, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that, you really won't put the effort in to improve your life, so to change your reality. So your mindset is the foundation of everything that you do. We need to be intentional about what plays, what kinds of soundtracks plays in our heads. And here's the thought test that we need to put to use sometimes every day. I hope it's every day, because we have thousands of thoughts that govern our lives every single day. And here's the three simple questions that we need to test our thoughts with. Because before you accept any thought that you think about as true, as your truth, right? Give it through this filter, please. Okay. So the first question that you're going to ask yourself is this thought true? I mean, is it true? So just because you're thinking something doesn't mean that it is true. So, and since this podcast is a business podcast, I'm going to start giving examples around in the business area. But you can put this simple structure to test in any area of your life, right? So you may say that I am bad at business, okay? Well, first of all, is that really true? And, you know, could it be just true that you're learning the process of having a business? Could it be true that the business field that you're in maybe is not your jam? Just playing out this thought saying that I am bad at business it's really not, it may not be true. Okay. So let's give another example. Okay. And we'll play with this a little bit. So let's say that you're thinking that my business is not making any profits. So there it must be that I'm bad at business. So there's like first part of the thought, and then there's a second part of the thought, right? So now you're even justifying the fact that you're bad in business because you're not in the profit. So we kind of figured out the second thought process, but let's kind of focus on the first one. And you know what? This the first thought. So I guess combining this thought and saying, okay, I'm not making any profits in my business, so therefore I'm bad at business. So changing this thought into, if it is true that you're not really in the profit in your business, right? So the first part, let's assume that it is true, okay? So we're going to keep that then, okay? Because it will pass this test. You're not making any profit in your business, but we're going to drop what comes after it, okay? So therefore I'm bad at business. That may not be true. We don't know that it is true. You know, there may be other reasons that you're not in the profit yet. Okay? So let's say that you now have the thought that says, I am not making profits in my business, and that may be true. Okay? So now we are going to move on to the second question that we're going to ask ourselves, right? The second of three simple questioning process. And then the second question is this thought helpful? In other words, does this thought move me forward or keep me stuck in where I am at? So saying that I'm not making any profits in my business may be true, but it may not be very helpful, is it? Because it doesn't like give you any idea of like what could be the reason. Or you know, a business in the long run needs to be profitable. But in the short term, it may not be profitable. And that may be perfectly fine because you're still trying to figure it out. So maybe adding my business is not making any profits yet could be a better and helpful thought to have, right? Because you're learning how the inside and out of the business that you're in, the field that you're in. That's maybe the reason. So saying it and keeping you stuck in a thought like that and holding you, giving you this negative and not helpful feeling is not a good thought to have. So you may be changing that thought, even just one word, adding that yet, I'm not making any profits in my business yet. Well, it could be, it's improving the thought, it's making it helpful, but you may even say, I am learning to become profitable in my business. Well, now it's kind of making you be in a place, in a space where you're gathering information about how to be profitable in business, right? So that's even becoming even more helpful. So I want you to really improve your thoughts and put them to test and upgrade them. Okay, so moving on. The third question to ask is my thought, is it kind? So would you say this thought to your best friend? That's what I want you to really test your thought with. Would you go and tell yourself, you're not making any profits in your business, so you must suck. You're a failure. I mean, please don't do that to yourself, okay? So you wouldn't do that to your best friend. Why would you do it to yourself? Please, if a thought fails this test or any of these questions, the three simple questions, is it true? Is it helpful? or is it kind? If it's failing any of these tests, it's time to replace it with something better. Okay? And the best way to remove any negative thought is to replace it with a better one. Right? So instead of saying I'm terrible at business, I'm learning every day and I'm improving. Because your brain believes what it hears. So speak life over yourself. Speak life over the people that you hang out with. Speak life over your business. So the affirmations today are: I choose my thoughts that are true, helpful, and kind. I am in control of my mindset. I replace negative soundtracks with empowering ones. I am capable, I'm strong, and I'm worthy of success. I speak life over myself and my business. So, my friend, your actions today is really identify a negative thought that you've been repeating to yourself. And the best way really to be able to do that is take some time, 5 minutes, and write it down. What are the thoughts that I'm having? Just write them down without judging, okay? Without applying the test. Just write the thoughts that you're having with yourself. No judgment, just keep writing. And then once you do that, right, ask yourself, like, is it true? Is it helpful? Or is it kind? And if it fails the test, I want you to rewrite it with a positive one. Rewrite it again. Improve it, like upgrade it one more level, like version 2, version 3.0. What does version 5.0 looks like for this thought? I want you to have that. I want you to be that. And then once you have that upgraded thought, I want you to speak your new soundtrack out loud every day. Repeat it. Repeat it. Repetition is key. The more you hear it, the more you believe it. Why do I have affirmations on these podcasts? I want you to have positive thoughts with you throughout your day. And I want you to surround yourself with positive soundtracks. I mean, listen to uplifting podcasts just like this one. I want you to read books that inspire growth. Follow people that speak life to you, that speak success to you. That's what I want you to do. And I believe in you. I know you can do this, and I can help you. Your thoughts are powerful. They are shaping your life right now. I want you to be working on them for you. I want your thoughts to be not against you, and I want your thoughts to be working for you. And if you're ready to reprogram your mindset, I really want you to go get my free resources on my website, arzugazni.com. You can get started today. It's free, and I love you, and that's why I put it out there, okay? You have a wonderful day. You have a wonderful week. I'm out.